social networks. And we welcome here to the Passion Center. Also, if you're used to come here and you stopped during the pandemic, you should return. you know, because we still have some people that wear masks. I wear a mask at the beginning. We take all the precautions that we can. But as you know, it's God that will protect you and me, and ultimately He will keep you. Amen. Just by curiosity, how many of you here got COVID? Any here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, it's half and half. So I got it twice. So it's not right now. It's not as dangerous as in the beginning. So don't be afraid. You know, because we see these things that are happening in China and around the world, and some have to do with keeping us. All of us. Other is more for government control. And I don't want to go into politics, and I don't want to look like I'm a crazy person. But in fact, it's what's happening. You know, we wear the mask. I wear the mask by respect. It's not because I think that these masks will really protect us, but we respect and protect from the flu, which is great. All right. So let's put that aside, and next week we're going to be here once again with a miracle service in French and English, and God willing, we'll have again Pastor Moses with us. He's now in Kingston, it's in Jamaica, it's close. It's like we say that we're in Montreal and we're not in Montreal, we're in Longueuil. Next week, I believe there's a special service in Sherbrooke. So there's some special services in Sherbrooke. I'm going to be there also on Saturday. And then Sunday, we have our regular meetings right here. On the 14th, which is not the coming Saturday, but it's the next Saturday, we're going to have a time of worship and prayer here. Okay, so we're going to have an extended time for worship and prayer, and there's no limit in the watch, okay? So we're going to pray, we're going to worship, we're going to have time for prophetic words. So if you can make it, it's going to be at 5 p.m. because we don't want to go too late, okay? Alors, c'est le 14 mai, on va avoir notre soirée louange. Prophétie, guérison, on va avoir des miracles et on va commencer à 17h. Alors ça va être à 17h le samedi 14 mai. OK. All right. So before we go back to prayer, because as Pastor Felix was saying, and if you didn't watch Pastor Felix, if you're watching online, you can go on the archives and you can see that it's the service before this one. And so you can check about the miracles, that the miracle of the miraculous catch, where the fishermen didn't catch anything, and then they had the miraculous catch. Now I'm going to share a brief word, and I'm going to open the time for prayer. Okay, so the title is Show Yourself to the Priest, or to your priest. And you're going to understand what am I saying after I read the scripture. The scripture we're going to read, it's in Luke 17, and it's a miracle of Jesus. Jesus cleansed 10 lepers. Luke 17, 11. It says, now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other nine? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well. Amen. I love this miracle. I like all miracles. You like miracles?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a miracle. Because God worked in my life and he wants to do miracles in your life. But there's a few things we can learn from this miracle. First, there was a pandemic. And there were 10 people that were infected. And they practiced social distancing, like we try. We try to be a little bit apart when the pandemic was going on. Right now, there's nothing we can do because even with mask, you know, you came in, I gave you 2 kisses. It's like, you know, the social kiss. And so for a while, we couldn't do that. We kept the distance because of the infection, because of the pandemic. And leprosy was the great disease of those days. And people could not go to their home. They had to be far away. The same distance, like 2 meters away. And if there was wind, they had to be like 50 meters away, really far away, because they knew that leprosy propagated through the air and through touch. And so these men, they're 10, and the location, I have a little map here, if you can see. You can see Samaria there, and north is Galilee. So it's the northern part. There's actually not a border there. The scripture says, and you know, the theologians, they like to find problems where they don't exist. And so there's a big debate saying that Jesus did the miracle in a place that doesn't exist. Because, in fact, there is no border between Samaria and Galilee. You cannot say this is more or less where one starts, another ends, but it's that region that separates the Samaritans that are in the middle, and up north there's Galilee, and so Jesus did miracles in all this region that you see here on this map. And why is this interesting or important? It's because there's 10 men, 9 of them are from the north, and 1 of them is from the south. And in fact, Samaritans and Jews, they don't get along. You know, it's like now Russians and Ukrainians, they don't get along. And maybe, you know, from your country, if you're from Rwanda, or if you're from other places, you know, sometimes we're so alike and we don't get along. It's like we have the Montreal Canadiens and then the Maple Leafs show up and we don't get along. You know, so it's the situation, but this lasts for centuries. Jews do not speak, they don't like Samaritans. And I want you to keep this in mind. Because then something happens, and so this is the land where they are. There's 10 men, they're all infected, they have this in common. And they're all asking for mercy. They didn't ask to be healed. They didn't say, hey, Jesus, heal us. No, they just say, have mercy on us. Because they deserve mercy. They're outcasts. They cannot be with the family. They cannot kiss their kids. They cannot go shopping. They cannot go to the market. They cannot drink at the same time from the fountain at the same time as other people. They complete outcasts. They even have to dress differently. So there's a code for the way they dress. And so the 10 lepers, they have faith because they yell and they say, hey, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on us. And what does Jesus answer? Jesus doesn't lay hands this time. He doesn't say be healed. He just says something that I want you to understand. He says, go show yourselves, look here, go show yourselves to the priests. What is this? Why is he saying go show yourselves to the priests? It's because in those days, the priests are the ones who can say, yes, you have the disease, or no, you were healed. So today, you have the hospital, you have the doctor. In those days, they had the priests. So the priests were doctors and priests. They know how to analyze leprosy. And if someone got cleansed, we don't say healed, it's cleansed. Because when Jesus says, go show yourselves to the priests, they expect the disease to be cleansed. And when a leper is cleansed, the disease didn't disappear immediately from the body. They can still have spots. They can still have marks of the disease, because leprosy can corrode the tips of the fingers. They can lose their fingers. They can lose even the nose. They can lose the chin. It's a terrible disease. They're deformed. But when they're cleansed, the disease stops being contagious and stops killing them. So and the priest is the one who has to say, all right, let's see if you're okay. The priest will analyze and keep them in quarantine for 1 week. After 1 week, this is in Leviticus chapter 4. After 1 week, the priest will come and analyze again. And if he sees the certain descriptions that we have in the Bible, so the Bible describes this in detail, the priest will say, stay another week. And after 2 weeks, it's when the priest could say, you can go. You're free to go because you're clean. And without the priest saying this, they're not considered clean. They're considered unclean. So why is this important? First, let's see how the healing occurred. So when the healing occurs, Jesus tells them, go show yourselves to the priests. And they obey. So this requires faith. And they don't know because they're not healed. But as they go on their way to the priests, they notice something changed. Look at this. And they start examining one another. And it's 10 of them. It's a gang of 10. And they start seeing, let me see. Oh, look at that. It's not infected anymore. It's not red. It turned white. Look at this. So I think we're healed. And they start cheering. It's on the way to the priests. And so when this happens, they go to the priests to be declared healed. It's like, let's say you receive a miracle here. Okay, let's say that you had cancer and now you feel better. What do? You go to the hospital, you get tested, and then the doctor says, you don't have cancer anymore. You go, you show yourself to that person that you trust. In this case, is the priest. So the miracle occurs not in the presence of Jesus, not in the presence of the priests, but as they go. It's like they leave the meeting, they leave church, they leave Jesus. They're on their way home, and they receive the word, and they're on their way, but nothing happened yet. And then they see, oh, wow, we're healed. And then one of them, which is the Samaritan, and remember I told you about that region, Samaritans and Jews don't get along. It's like, why is this Samaritan there with 9 Jews? They must nag him. You know, they all share the same disease. They share the same problem. However, they're divided by their ethnicity. Because, in fact, it's like the same people. If you go there, you see they're all Israelites. It's like when people arrive here, nobody is going to see if you're white or black or this. You're from Montreal. You're a Quebecer. And more it's like this. And there, it's like the same thing. Their ethnicity, it's the same. It's just they speak a little different. One speaks more with an accent, and another speaks with another accent. It's like when I speak French, people know I'm not from Quebec. And though I speak good French, they start speaking to me in English. because they think, oh, this is a foreigner. This is an English person. And I'm a Quebecer by choice. But I'm just like everybody else. But and you too. And we all have our accents. Like we had Felix here. By your accent, I'll say you're from Africa, man. So here's the difference. They're the same. They share the same problem. But one of them looks and says, show myself to the priest. Who cares about the priest? Who cares? I'm healed. Amen. And he suddenly makes a decision. He says, who's my priest? I need to show myself to a priest. Why am I going back to the south to show myself? Because remember, they're on their way and probably they have to split. Remember this, because 9 of them are from the north. 1 of them is from the south. I guess their priests are in different locations. That's why it doesn't say show yourself to the priest, but to the priests with an S, with a plural. And so as they go, probably they're splitting. And this man finds himself alone and he says, my priest is Jesus. My priest is the one who healed me. My priest, the one who is between God the Father and me, is him. So I'm going to obey by returning to him. And so he gets there, he kneels at the feet of Jesus. And as he kneels at the feet of Jesus, Jesus addresses him and he asks, where are the other 9? Weren't they you all healed? But you see, the other 9 return to their priests. One of them found a new priest. And this is what I would like to bring you as a Rhema word. We all have different experiences in our encounter with Christ. In my experience, I was raised to kind of hate anything that was not Roman Catholic. That was my experience. I was brought up Roman Catholic. And the other folks were the Protestant. I didn't even know what that meant. But all the other Christians were this other group. And they're not on my team. They're not on Team Tony. Team Tony is Hail Mary, the Pope, that was my team. One day I had an encounter with Jesus. And then I thought, okay, now I'm fine. God healed me. He healed my body. He healed my soul. I'm delivered from drugs. And I tried to return to my Catholic church. But I felt, this is not my place. What am I doing here? You know? Because then I saw worship like we worship here, people speaking in tongues and jumping and all excited for Jesus. And here was I again, you know, lifting and repeating stuff and, you know, you know, the mass where I went, the priest still spoke Latin. And though I know Latin, I couldn't understand like half of what the guy was saying. And you know, all those things, and then the incense and turning around. And I just went once to back to my church. And then I thought, this is not my place. This is not my priest. This is a religion. This is something different. So next Sunday, I was in an Assemblies of God church with a bunch of crazy ladies all jumping. And people praising the Lord and falling on the floor and rolling on the floor and demons manifesting and they're casting out demons. And then I thought, yeah, Jesus, I'm here. I'm presenting myself here to the priest. My priest is not human. Your priest, when you have an encounter with Jesus, he becomes your priest. You need to switch from religion to a relationship. You need to switch from the religious system into a different one where you have access to Jesus and you kneel before Jesus, you worship Jesus, and you don't care about the other nine. You can be the minority, but you have the high priest Jesus as your priest. Give a hand of applause, church. Praise God. Show yourself to the priest. And everybody goes, oh, let's go back to our religion. Let's go back to our religion. Let's engage into a religious thing. Let's be declared that we're clean. But when we go to ceremonial priests, we miss the high priest. It's like, listen, God gives pastors and prophets and apostles. I don't even know what I am. I'm a servant of God. I've been an apostle, I've been a pastor, I've been a traveling evangelist. When I go to visit First Nations, they call me a prophet. And I know I'm not any of these. I'm just a servant of God. But listen, I have a high priest. And my high priest, his name is Jesus. It's to him that I'm grateful. I'm grateful, of course, to the people that helped me in the Roman Catholic Church, the Jesuits that gave me my first Bible. I'm thankful for the priest that prayed Hail Marys for me. I'm grateful to all the people that during my lifetime had this position of talking to my life on behalf of God. But my priest is Jesus. Now, let me conclude. Let's pray. I don't know if you got something this morning, but if you can get something, get this. You need to show yourself to your priest. Listen, when you come here to church, I like to see you. I just enjoy seeing you worship and another new person worshiping and another, and I'm so happy. I'm so glad to see you. I hope you're glad to see me too. But you didn't come here to show yourself to me. You came here to show yourself to the high priest, to God. And so God's mercy is for all. God healed both the one who returned and the ones he knew that were going back to their religion, to their priests. They were all healed. 10% returned, because there are 10 and one returned. In 10, one returned. Listen, this is my experience too. When I meet people that say they're Christian, it's about 1 in 10 is on fire for God, is worshiping God. And listen, that's why I'd rather be in a small church on fire than in a big church. There's a great show, but there's no fire. Because I want to be in the place where we're worshiping and we show ourselves, not to one another. Because, you know, I like mega churches and all that. I like it. I'm not saying bad things. But I'd rather be where the presence of God is. If it's there, let's all go there. But, you know, Jesus is not a respecter of persons. He could have healed just the Jews. Because he came to the Jews. He healed a few Samaritans and he used stories of Samaritans, you know. Here is Jesus honoring the Samaritan, but he healed everybody. He didn't ask, hey, you guys, you're a Jew, you're a Samaritan, go to that side. I don't want anything to do with you. Jesus is not like that. He heals everyone. And sometimes also it takes a step of obedience to see a miracle. You know, Jesus says, go show yourselves to the priests. And they went. They could have said, no, Jesus. Come lay your hand on me like you did with this other leper. We heard that you touched this other leper and he was healed. Touch me. No, they didn't argue. They obeyed Jesus. And finally, this is my final thought. Our faith should cause us to fall at the feet of Jesus in worship. We need to fall down at the feet of Jesus in worship. So my question for you this morning, who is your priest? Well, if you said Moses, Tony, Felix, you know, I don't know the name of your pastor, Claude, whatever. You say the name, oh, that's my priest, or that's my pastor. Listen, God gives us human beings that take care of us. But your ultimate goal, it doesn't have to stick with a human. It's Jesus. He's your priest. Let us just stand. We're going to have a time of worship. I'm going to say goodbye to all of you watching us online on Facebook and YouTube. If you need prayer, just post your prayer in the comments or send us a direct message and we'll be praying for you. God bless you and see you here next week. Also, during the week at 9 p.m., you can tune in into my evening devotional. It's a 10-minute message that I'm teaching on the miracles of Jesus. God bless you all.